The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So in practicing mindfulness or awareness, or practicing having our hearts be free, it's useful to make a distinction between a variety of distinctions. And one distinction is between what we do and how we are. And both of them have their role in life, but they're distinct. So it's possible in how we are to be completely open and receptive to what the present moment experience is. But our actions might say no to it. Our actions might think, well, this needs to be clean, or this needs to be done, or this needs to be said. But if we confuse those two, if we think they're the same, then we prevent our ability for the heart or the mind to be open and relaxed. Because I think we have to do something, and you know, then sometimes the awareness, the mind gets contracted and tight and all gnarly with what's going on. But it's possible to have the heart, the mind, the awareness open and receptive, while at the same time taking care of yourself, doing the things you have to do to kind of live a wise life. And so the task, and that's why some people have a hard time listening to the instructions of mindfulness, because they feel like they can't take care of their life. I can't do the things that they should be doing, because instructions might, kind of naive instructions would be completely open and accepting of what is in the present moment. You know, and maybe that's nice when, you know, it's a beautiful sunset. But maybe it's not very nice if someone's yelling at you, ready to beat you up. But the idea is, if we tease those two apart, the most important resource, the most important treasure you have is your own heart, your own inner, your mind, your mind's capacity to be free, to be open, to be present, to be uncontracted. And we become the custodian of that. And so how can we find a way to stay open, receptive, accepting in a certain way of our experience is the task of mindfulness. The task of wisdom is to know what you're supposed to do. The task of mindfulness is to know how to be present for the experience. The task of wisdom is to know what to do about the experience. And part of wisdom is to know when not to do anything at all. And part of wisdom is to know when to act and when to do. But in training in mindfulness, it's a lot of it has to do with the training to learn how to open to this too. And so the mantra, this too, is a nice mantra for mindfulness meditators. This too you have to be mindful of. This too I'll be present for. This too I'll open to. This too I'll accept. And some of the things, you know, you really? Do I have to accept this or be present for this? But if you want to have an awareness that is uncontracted, unreactive, unlimited, not limited by your experience of what goes on, yes, you have to have an awareness that's able, this too I'll include. So, you know, if you're in a difficult social situation, and it's, you know, it's very hard to know what to do in the social situation. Does that have to translate to your mind getting contracted? Does it have to translate to, I'm not going to pay attention to that, or I'm going to resist that, or hold back from my awareness, put on blinders? And if you do that, then you're not very free. But this too, this is uncomfortable, I don't know what to do, but this too I have to include in my awareness. Or when we sit and meditate, you might end up with a knee pain. You're sitting there and knee hurts a little bit. And, you know, it's not what you had in mind for your meditation. You thought you were going to get to the third samadhi by you know, and the really important thing was supposed to happen with your meditation practice. But if you want to learn how to be mindful, you have to learn this too, I have to include, the nipping. There's a lot of noise around you, meditation hall. This too, I have to include. But oh no, I mean, my meditation is so precious, and my ability to sit and be quiet and present and accepting and open to everything is so important that those people better be quiet. You know, not, you know, these people are interfering with my ability to accept everything because they're talking or whatever. It's kind of silly, right? The idea is, this too I have to accept. This too. This too. And then you have your wisdom to decide what to do. This is a beautiful way, I think, of, this distinction is a very important distinction to make. So then you can start kind of safeguarding or working on it, cultivating the ability to be more present and available to the world, to the experience you're having. I think it's a way of touching into or preserving or highlighting or discovering this, you know, your own beauty, your own preciousness in your own heart. But, or in addition, it's also a gift to the world. It's a great gift to have a presence where this too you're willing to, you have the ability to stay present for. This too you're willing to hold in your heart. This too you can be with. Rather than saying, you know, turning away from someone or arguing quickly with them or wanting to defend yourself or kind of, you're not this, you know, or this person's having too hard of a time for me. I can't be with this person today, or this person's angry. I can't be with this angry person, or this, you know, all kinds of things. To cultivate and learn the capacity to be, this too I'll include in my awareness. This too is a great gift. So they kind of be held in your field of your awareness, in your presence, in your attention, in your certain kind of acceptance. And then your wisdom will hopefully tell you what you actually do in that situation. Do you tell them, you know, you're so angry right now, it's hard for me to stay with you. You know, I care about you, I'm here with you, my heart is open to you, but this is too much, too challenging for me, so I need to go take a break. That's maybe the wisdom side. Or you would say, you know, I'm here with you, and I'll sit here with you, but I don't know what's supposed to happen. I don't know how to help you, but I'm here with you. And I've known people who found profoundly helped, not because you helped them, but because you were willing to stay present for them and open to them. So this little mantra, this too, I'll be present for, is a great thing to experiment with and see. Well, this too, I'll open to. This too, I'll offer myself to. It's one of the primary skills that we try to teach to people learning Buddhist chaplaincy. When the people are going to go into the hospital, for example, people in tremendous emergencies or crisis in their life with health and death and all kinds of things, is not to go in there and fix them, not to go in there and offer them advice and, you know, tell them what to do or counsel them in some kind of way. But the first and foremost thing is to have the capacity to come into next to someone who's going through crisis, and this too they're willing to hold in their awareness, hold in their heart. This too they're, and you pull up your chair next to them, this too, you'll be there with them. It's a real gift to people. And that it's kind of a gift of letting them be themselves and helping them make space for who they are so something can begin to shift and happen within them. This too, someone's angry with you. And I've had people angry with me. And, you know, in my mind, this too I'll be present for now. It's not easy, but that's my practice. I'll be here. I'm not going to defend myself. I'm not going to, you know, turn the blame around. I'm not going to run away. I'm not going to shut down. I don't know what to do here, but at least I can be present and listen. And I've seen people change when they finally realize, Gil's just going to listen to me. He's going to be there for it. He's not, you know, this. I had one person who said to me that they never had anyone in their life who didn't run away from them when they were angry. That's, you know, quite something. So, you know, I didn't run away. I wasn't troubled by it, but I offered my presence. I listened and was there. So this capacity, this too, I'll open to. This too, I'll include. And sometimes your inner voice will go more like, this too? You got to be kidding. This too? But the idea is, for your heart's sake, yes. for your mind's sake, for your wisdom's sake, you might say no, absolutely. But the idea is, can your heart be big enough to hold it all? Or can your awareness be... What it means is, some people like the language of the heart. It means your awareness can receive in the field of awareness what's happening without getting contracted, without getting resistance, without closing down, without pushing away. The awareness can hold it all. What you do with your wisdom, what you do with your body and your voice, that's a whole other story. But your awareness can stay open. Make some sense? This too will include. And if it didn't make sense, then this too will include. So now we have the time for our